GamesMedia.com presents the Rob Diddy Podcast. Your ears are now about to be blessed by the sounds of Rob Diddy.
Looks like a nice little guy, actually. Go home to mommy. Go home. Bye.
Welcome to a beautiful rainy Thursday edition of that Rob Diddy Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, how is everything going today? As we escape climate change, and with a hurtling space rocket coming towards us from China, we proceed to live on for another glorious day in this great country. Crazy. China somehow creates the coronavirus, and now part of their rocket is hurling uncontrolled at the Earth, and there's not a thing we can do. Honestly, we know if Trump was in office, we probably would be nuking it and blowing it to hell. And then Trump would be having a massive fireworks display afterwards or something of that nature. Honestly, I'm not even joking. Check out GainesMedia.com or podcast.GainesMedia.com, whichever one I actually decide to throw up the articles and show notes. Should probably really start actually building that whole newsletter concept so you guys can see the articles that correlate with what I'm talking about. But China sent up a rocket as part of creating their own international space station separate from the rest of the world. And guess what? They did not properly take into account how the back part of the rocket would fall back to the Earth and do it in a controlled manner. It's really great. Really great. I mean, China trying to enter into our game of going to the moon, going into space. I know Russia's been doing it. Russia's been going hard. Russia's got experience. They helped build the International Space Station. Maybe China should stick to things they're good at. Like, I don't know, selling cheap shit on eBay that's like pennies on the dollar. So yes, today I am trying to go for more of that radio drop slash humor inserted in blah, blah, blah. Because I am trying to take this into a direction where I can get more of an audience and also get advertisers and sponsors. Now, remember, reugenebanker@gmail.com on PayPal if you want to contribute. So I'm telling you, I had this going perfectly. I had a beautiful drop in on this segment that was going to change the world. Then Adobe Audition collapsed. Damn it. It's all right. That is one of the things of learning something. That is one of the things of going through trial and error to find out how to do something that you've always wanted to do or to discover a new passion. There will be errors along the way. There will be mistakes. There will be system failures. But it is okay. I will keep learning and keep putting my head down and fight, fight, fight. Aha! So, with our current event gains moving forward, see, political gains, media gains, technology gains, let's go with sports gains. So, in overseas, there is a woman who was a man originally, a person who has transitioned into a man who is an Olympic weightlifter. Now, from going from entering weightlifting as a man into going to weightlifting as a woman, with my degree in exercise science and my knowledge of the hormones and steroid and testosterone levels of our natural body, this is clearly unfair. This is one of the things where women should have to stay women in this category. Bodybuilding and et cetera, bodybuilding, powerlifting is all based on muscular bone development. Yes, there are some strong women out there, but is it fair that a woman born as a woman and stays a woman has to compete against a man who was born with more testosterone, aka more ability to gain muscle and to grow strength? Not really at all. Now, this isn't track and field. This isn't basketball. This isn't baseball. This is something where your levers of your body, the kinesiology and physiology and hormonal and endocrine system that you were born with, gives you certain advantages over the opposite sex. This is wrong. This is completely lightweight. This is terrible. This is something Donald Trump would stop. Probably not. He has nothing to do with it considering it's an Olympic committee thing, but that's just my take. I bet you didn't think I would actually come from a point of science on that, and I would just stick with the hot issue of political identity or identity politics. Nah, baby. Rob Diddy's smart. Rob Diddy got knowledge. So, I love how I'll start recording something, and then the heat will... So, another issue. I love when I put my elbows down and it makes a new sound effect that I can't get out. Alright, so look. When it comes to people changing their gender, I don't understand it. I don't agree with it, but also I don't understand it. So, in reality, as a Republican and conservative, I guess it is not my business. Like, I don't care about if someone gets a sex change, as long as they, if it was a female who became a man or a man became a woman, as long as they told me before I was trying to get, you know, if I was trying to pick them up and they're like, hey, I used to be a man. All right, I'm passing, bro. Thanks for telling them, let me know. It doesn't affect my everyday life. I don't really care. Like, honestly, it's the thing about being a Republican. Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Do what makes you happy, as long as it's legal. Like, word to Matt Gaetz, don't mess around with young girls. Speaking of Republican politics, and politics in general, Andrew Yang is crazy. Very crazy, and I feel the dude that's challenging him is going to stand him up. But that ends the political gains segment. / current events gains. Now we go into our next topic, which is, should we do sports? Tigers lost again in a 12-9 late inning defeat by the Red Sox. They were in it, they were fighting, but the Red Sox proved to be just too much. It's crazy because the Tigers, you're so used to seeing them win. And then you had the pandemic. You may have taken away interest because you were busy. And then you bounced back to trying to watch it. It's unwatchable, honestly. It's all right. It's a good young team. I feel like I got some fighters. It's sad watching the decline of Miggy, a once great American patriot. Oh, wait, I said that wrong. A once great staple of baseball. A man who was an icon, who will forever be a great Tiger and have his number retired. I hope one day Verlander comes back and finishes his career here so they can retire his number on that majestic outfield wall. And beyond that, there was a hockey fight last night, ladies and gentlemen. The Rangers got into a brawl. I will include the video link in the show notes. Love me a good hockey fight. There was nothing like those 1997 Red Wings brawling with the Colorado Avalanche. Mike Vernon, Chris Osgood. Now it's Mike Vernon who got in a brawl. What a G. Did we ever pay enough tribute to Mike Vernon? Guy was such a warrior. Fuck Patrick Waugh. That should be a song like the Fuck Joe Biden song. By the way, did anyone notice how Joe Biden looks like a giant compared to Jimmy Carter? Now, obviously, as people age, they shrink. I don't know how tall Jimmy and Rosalind Carter were back in the 70s before the great Ronald Reagan overcame and defeated Jimmy Carter in the election. But Joe Biden, as much as he's called Sleepy Joe, looks like a healthy giant, a thriving giant compared to Jimmy Carter. I mean, another thing too is Biden, his speeches, I feel like when you read up on his brain surgery and like his heart conditions and that they give a low dose of Adderall for it, you can really tell. You can actually really, really see when that man perks up and when he's in the zone. Today, for instance, Smokin' Joe was in great form. I honestly expected him to jump in the lake, take a nice little swim, maybe go fishing. He was on point. His energy was good, looked vibrant. Like a young, vibrant Donald Trump. All right. So we can't stay on politics too long because, as I've said before, I'm still trying to figure out what type of podcaster I want to be. So I do want to do something that I started out with originally, which was really personal and actually helped me out a lot, aside from just politics, is life stuff. So... Sorry, background noise. I'm getting a little more comfortable in here. So with this whole pandemic, the unemployment explosion, and having to change my entire way of life, as I went from a young, vibrant personal trainer to a man who was lost and didn't know what to do with his life, there's something that I don't often mention. I actually contacted a school craft counselor because I went back to school, and I spoke to him for several minutes, totaling maybe 30 minutes to an hour, with all of the ideas, the skills, the things in my life that drove me, the things that fired me up in my interest. He made me seek out and look at job titles, see things that he told me I should be a lawyer, but it's too late for that. All the passion and energy I have to make a change could best be used in website content creation and building websites, creating digital media, video, audio, podcast production, video production, to help to make people understand the differences in our country. And that is where all of this comes from. As I try to stay with explaining things from both sides, if I get too Republican at times, sorry. If I speak too much on social issues or politics, I'm sorry again. What I am going through is an exploratory period in my life where I'm trying to determine what I can best do to help people, how I can best help this country. One of the things is I have a crazy life story of setbacks, broken bones, personal development. Now, in terms of personal development, there's going to be doubters. People I used to work with are going to say, he quit. He has a weak mindset. Pay them no mind, baby. Because I went out and I found myself and who I wanted to be. This is who I want to be. I want to be somebody that sends a message of understanding, breaking down and making fun of issues, but also providing a middle ground, reasoning, rationale. Now, I could go out and I could ask people to be guests. The analytics are building up. Look at rumble.com/gainsmedia. I got 6,000 views this month alone. Yes, from May 1 to today, the 6th, I have 6,000 views of Donald Trump videos that are edited, plus my other video edits and product reviews on Rumble. YouTube is steady. The hits on gainsmedia.com keep flowing, baby. I am finding what I can do best, what topics help me, what I can actually pontificate about the most. The number one thing is I did all of this with no one teaching me. I built a sound booth. I invested in a quality microphone. You know what? I teach myself more and more every day through trial and error. Sometimes I go on incredible runs. Like no one sees the days when I go to bed at 4 a.m. and wake up at 8 and then get ready to go. Some days I'm programming, some days I'm writing, some days I'm editing video, recording, doing images. There's so much more content I haven't uploaded yet that's just sitting on my drives, waiting for the proper format to be released in time. I actually work harder on this than I ever have at a job. I put myself out there. I spend all of my time learning. Oh, what? That background noise? Take that out. Drop back. This is probably the thing in the world that I am the best at. Not yet, but if you look at where I've come from, just the audio quality change compared to in the beginning, trial and error. I will not stop until I master this. This is going to be a way to help bring better messaging. And if I'm going to start bringing guests on, I need to get able to be fully comfortable speaking my mind, knowing how to edit my audio perfectly, so that way when I offer people guest spots or try to sell advertising slots, it is on par with the best shows. I am not joking. I actually have been making money off of those Donald Trump video edits. It's crazy, but think about it like this. Once I make monetization on YouTube, like I have on Rumble, it's doubled. So that means it goes from $1 a video to $2 a video. Then you're bringing sponsorships to the podcast. In 8 to 12 hours in a day, when I'm up till 4 a.m., which most people see as loser behavior, and I'm creating content that those people who wake up at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. listen to when they're getting inspired for the day, I've already won. I have laid down the foundation for their entire day, much like Tucker Carlson does when he goes after other news outlets or says something controversial and an MSNBC and CNN pick up on it. I have found my lane. It's not always going to be politics. We're going to hit exercise. We're going to hit motivation. We're going to always hit current events and find a way to bring unity and some humor to it. Another aspect to think about. How many people how many people go into something that they don't know how it's going to turn out? Think about it. How many people go into something that's different than everything they've ever done in their life? I've done it twice. I went from a food clerk to a personal trainer. And in between, I was getting mad hit ups for retail jobs. To be honest with you, right now, my resume with an exercise science degree and retail experience will border on job opportunities to work in retail and job opportunities to work in fitness, almost equally. In the fitness jobs will end up paying less than the jobs in retail. So I asked myself, what am I going to do? How do I ensure that I go forward and don't fall into the same trap I've always been in? Do I change? Do I go back to school and get a bachelor's in exercise science? Do I become an exercise physiologist? Something that bores me. Something that was not my true passion. My true passion was helping people. So I said to myself, the best way is to make my own content that reaches a broader audience. This is all just the warm up. Every one of these episodes where I talk politics is because it is something that's easy to go off on to get comfortable with a mic in front of me. Man, I really hope that when I move my head, the noise that I hear in the background just like everything else, man, you gotta fail to succeed. I failed at being a personal trainer, and then I failed at being a personal training director, and then I succeeded. I succeeded so much that even when I was sick and they got pissed at me and told me I was done, they still brought me back. This is just like that. And it's gonna get bigger. I'm gonna start bringing in guests, because if you know one thing about Robert Banker, I never give up. Never, ever give up. I actually am always obsessed with perfection and getting better. So that is all for today, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I want to thank you for listening.